jeg synes, vi skal høre. Og jeg ved ikke, om det er i den kategori, det kommer til at lægge sig i morgen. Det vil forblive uvist, men jeg tænkte, vi skulle lytte til det.
Lad os gøre det. Jeg vil bare lige sige igen, til jer, der lytter med derude. I er lige tunet ind, og I lytter til The Lake Radio, der sender live fra Struer Tracks, som er en lydkunst- og lyttefestival, der foregår i Struer. I blev vi enige om, at det er Vestjylland?
Det tror jeg vist godt, man kan sige.
Ja.
Limfjorden.
Og det gør vi hver dag fra kl. 13.30 til og med på søndag. Så bare så er I orienteret, og efterfølgende kan man finde udsendelserne inde på The Lake Radios SoundCloud, eller hvis man abonnerer på vores podcast feed. Så det var bare en form for oplysning til borgere om samfundet.
Og nu kommer Max Eilbacher. Thank you.
You are listening to the Lake Radio.
Det er nemlig rigtigt. Du lytter til The Lake Radio. Vi har lige lavet et lille værtskifte her. Nu er det Louise Tandrup. Hej Louise.
Hej William. Dejligt at sidde her med dig igen.
I lige måde. Og hvis du lige er tunet ind på thelakeradio.com, så kan jeg jo fortælle, at du lytter til os, som sender live fra lydbiennalen Struer Tracks, som lige nu foregår i Struer. Den åbnede i går med stort brag i meget konkret forstand, med en masse børn, som lavede brag her, hvor vi sidder lige nu. Og den fortsætter altså ind til søndag, den her lydbiennale. Vi sidder altså i en lille campingvogn her på torvet i Struer foran rådhuset. Og vi sender live hver dag 1:30 til kl. 17. Så velkommen til jer, der lytter med hjemme fra stuerne eller fra jeres løbetur. Og velkommen til jer, der lytter med her i Struer. Jer, som går forbi på gågaden, eller jer, som sidder og spiser en is rundt om hjørnet, og jer, som sidder her på pladsen. Louise, hvad skal der ske i dag på Struer Tracks resten af dagen? Har du overblik over det?
Jeg har faktisk ikke det helt store overblik lige nu, men det kan jeg lige få.
Vi sidder med et program foran os, så måske vi kan få et overblik sammen.
Ja.
Det er jo torsdag i dag.
Det er det. Jamen, jeg kan se, at her klokken 16, så er der en guided tur i de installationer, som man kan komme og se gratis.
Det kan man altså, der er en team til, så det kan man stadig nå, hvis man sidder derude og gerne vil have en guided tur.
Og så er der en køreperformance kl. 17, som vi jo faktisk oplevede i går også, og vi har, det kan være, du skal fortælle lidt om det, fordi du lavede et godt interview i går også.
Vi sendte i går et interview med Amber Mulenizer, som lavede den her køreperformance i sin Saab med højtaler på taget og kørte rundt i Struer. Og hvis man hørte reportagen og er i nærheden af Struer, så kan man altså komme med på sådan en køretur i dag kl. 5. Ellers, hvis man synes, det lyder spændende, så kan man også høre reportagen i udsendelsen fra i går, som ligger som podcast.
Ja, og så her kl. 19:45, der har Shortwave Collective en DIY radio performance. Og den glæder jeg mig utrolig meget til, vil jeg sige. Vi har allerede været nede i dag og tale lidt med dem, og vi får dem faktisk også her i studiet inden længe, om 5-10 minutter.
Der er faktisk kun 3 minutter til, vi har aftalt med dem, at de kommer. Til sidst så, eller det sidste programpunkt for i dag, det er, at Interspecifics, de laver en performance, og det tror jeg, det er nede i Slagterhuset her kl. 21:30. Så der er meget at, se til, hvis man skal se det hele.
Det må man sige. Og altså, når vi ikke sidder her og laver radio, så er vi jo også selv ude og opleve nogle performances og kigge på installationerne. Og i går aftes, der var vi til faktisk inde at se din installation, William, som vi jo også skal snakke lidt om på et tidspunkt. Kan du ikke lige sige, hvad den hedder?
Den hedder Færgetid.
Og hvor kan man finde den?
Den kan man også finde nede i det, der hedder Dansk And. Altså også omtalt som Slagterhuset.
Jeg vil i hvert fald give en kæmpe anbefaling til alle folk om at gå derned, fordi det var virkelig en spændende oplevelse, vil jeg sige.
Det var pænt af dig.
Men en anden person, vi jo så også har mødt lidt, mens vi har gået rundt her, som også har siddet ved campingvognen og givet os blomster, og som har lyttet med, det er Bonnie Nuga. Og i går, efter vi havde set din videoinstallation, så stod vi lidt nede på havnen, og solen var ved at gå ned, og der var nogle lyder, nogle måger, så jeg fik lyst til lige at stikke min optager frem. Og lige pludselig så endte jeg i en samtale med Bonnie. Jeg synes, I skal prøve at lytte lidt til, hvordan Bonnie lytter til Struer.
Goddag.
Goddag. Kan du beskrive, hvor det er, vi står lige nu?
Vi står nede på Struer Havn, en af de mest rolige steder, både om aftenen og om morgenen. Og så kan vi simpelthen se morgenerne, hvor der er roen, fordi at vi kigger på Industrihavnen.
Kan du godt lide at komme hernede, og nu snakker du om ro. Er det sådan et sted, du finder ro? Eller?
Hvis man kigger hen mod værftet, så er der sådan et hjørne, hvor man kan se, hvor man står i helt åben havn. Og det er et af mine yogasteder, er blevet det. Og der er urtehave, og man kan gå hen og tage salvie og lavendel. Og hvis bare folk vil lade være med at smide cigaretskåret, så går jeg og samler cigaretskåret op i yoga-style. Så prøv at høre morgerne. Har du nogensinde set noget lignende?
Det ser helt vildt ud.
Det er helt sygt, det her.
Kan du ikke lige prøve at beskrive, hvad der vi kigger
på? Det kan jeg ikke. Altså, der er jo fyldt med måger, fordi der ikke er, det er jo aften. Og så sidder de på tagene. Og så er det lige der, vi gav ro og skulle lytte til dem. Så letter de, og så letter de bare i flok. Og det var det, vi lige hørte og nød. Og det var det mest fantastiske syn. Og det er ærgerligt, det kun er på radio. Men hold nu fast. Det er derfor, jeg elsker Struer.
Hvor længe har du boet her i Struer?
I den her omgang har jeg boet her i 10,5 år. Men jeg har gået i skole her. Jeg er kommet i Struer altid.
Ja. Hvad sådan... Nu er vi jo meget optaget af det her med at lytte til byen og gå rundt og sådan opleve, hvordan tingene lyder. Er det noget, du nogensinde tænker over, sådan at gå og lytte til byen?
Altid, fordi der er, altså når der er arrangement om sommeren, så hernede faktisk, hvor vi står, du kan se julesporene på det her industrikvarter. Det er her, ham Mikkel O., jeg kan ikke huske, om han hedder Sørensen, eller hvad han hedder. Det er her, han kører rundt og laver, jeg ved ikke, om det er Formel 1, og man kan høre det helt hen i Ringgaden, hvor han selv bor, og jeg bor tæt på ham. Det er jo mega fantastisk med de arrangementer, og så er der også både arrangementer. Og var det forrige sommer, at alle de der gamle sejlbåde kom ind, og jeg stod dernede, der på yogastedet, og så kom de der både ind. Det er så fantastisk at bo i Struer. Og lydene, ved du hvad, altså det siger jo lidt sig selv. Det er så fedt, at der er børneliv, og når du går ned ad gaden, så er der bare ro. Og selv lørdag, det eneste lyd, der sådan er, det er folk, der spiller musik i deres hus. Eller hunden, eller det er bare fantastisk. Det er det, jeg elsker efter corona, fordi det er bare ren lyd nu. Så lydene, det var allerede inden, at Struer udråbte sig selv som lydens by. Det har altid været her.
Hvordan synes du sådan, lydene har forandret sig efter corona?
Dyrene er kommet meget mere til sin magt. Og det er der, lyden virkelig... Altså det er der, jeg nyder, at der er natur efter corona, fordi menneskerne ikke går og larmer og sviner og går amok. Ja. Så selvom at det har været noget lort med corona, så vandt naturen i det her, og det er jo det, vi også hører nu. Altså, jeg kommer i hvert fald til at lytte til The Lake Radio, fordi jeg er topfan, bare på baggrund af jer tre, jeg har mødt og set. Så lyt til radio.
Tak for det. Hyggeligt at snakke med dig.
I måde.
Her var det altså dig, Louise, som havde en lille samtale med Bonnie Nuka nede på havnen i går aftes. En, som også har været en trofast lytter af de her sendinger, som vi laver her på torvet indtil videre.
Ja.
Nu spiller vi lige et lille stykke musik. Og efter det stykke musik, så får vi besøg af to af medlemmerne fra Collective Shortwave Collective. Du lytter altså til The Lake Radio live fra Stor Tracks. Nu kommer der et nummer med Theodore Kale Schaefer, som hedder Trust.
You are listening to the Lake Radio.
You are listening to the Lake Radio.
Live from Struer Tracks.
Okay, so now we're doing two small changes. We have done a small change in people in here. There's now two people from Shortwave Collective here. And we're also doing a change in language because Shortwave Collective doesn't speak Danish, I assume. But welcome Karen Werner and Kate Donovan.
Thanks, the lake.
You are both a part of Shortwave Collective, who is an artist group that are participating here at Struer Tracks with installation, with a work or performative constellation, which we will hopefully get to know a little more about in the next minutes. First of all, do you want to just put a few words to what Shortwave Collective is as a group of people?
It's complicated.
I assumed it was. That's why I invited you to help me.
But yeah, basically we're a group of people who are interested in learning more about radio. And we try to do that together in many different ways. And maybe it would help to tell you a bit about one of our main projects, which is called the Open Wave Receiver, which is basically the simplest kind of radio receiver that you can make or that there is. And it's not tunable, and it's very easy to make by yourself. So we, I think, as a way to start learning about radio. Oh, I have to a little disclaimer. I haven't been in the collective from the very beginning, but I have been a part of the Open Wave Receiver process for a long time, and I understand it as a way to get back to the very basics of radio as a way to try to understand a bit more this crazy mystery of radio waves.
Yeah, we bring a feminist perspective to radio, so there's kind of a very collective process exploring what it means to work collectively through a feminist lens, and that's an inquiry in progress, so it lends itself well to this realm of communication. Like, what does it mean to communicate, send and receive in a feminist collective way?
How many people are you in Struer these days in your group?
It's been different amounts, different days. So now we are five, I believe. But different people have been here to set up. So there are 10 people total, and then we've a little bit been doing a relay, to use a radio word. And then three or four people have been participating from different parts of the world. So we're actually going to phone one of our members from Israel right now, is going to join Ma'ira Asher.
Let's do it.
But you can keep talking because it'll take a second to phone her in.
So I understand it's complicated in terms of who and where and when and these kind of questions. But I can maybe just say that each day, at least what I've experienced, is that here in Struer Tracks, one of the ways in which you are participating is by making a broadcast every day at 11, related to what you said about the open waves. Do you want to say something about these broadcasts?
They're actually narrowcasts because we use micro FM and they're very low powered transmissions. So we're really just transmitting in the in the direct vicinity of the space where we've been working.
So broadcast meaning sending something far away.
Yeah.
Narrowcast meaning something, sending something not very far away, you could say.
Exactly. And I think the narrowcast has many different connotations. Like there's a kind of fragility to those transmissions as well, and a bringing together. Actually, it reminded me of how you were talking about the antenna as a fire. And I think that's what narrowcasts do. They you have to come close to be able to listen. But that's just one part of what we've been doing, is the transmissions in the morning, these kind of collective in terms of not just our collective, but collective process of discussions. But we've set up what we're calling a living radio lab. So we've been experimenting a little bit this week with different things and inviting people to come and also build things and then doing listening experiments. So we're kind of thinking of three different modes. So the mornings have been for these transmissions, the afternoons for building, and then the later afternoons more for taking things out and listening.
Right.
Are you okay if we just see if Mayra can, if we can hear her and if she can hear us? Mayra, are you, can you hear us, Mayra?
Yes, I can hear you.
That's so exciting. We can hear you. Great to hear your voice.
I wonder, can you hear us through the mixer? Does it sound like I'm speaking into a microphone or into the phone?
I didn't get you.
Then it's in the room, I think, yeah.
Shouldn't be.
Oh.
Can you hear me?
Did you just hear
me? I can hear you.
Okay.
Clearly or not so clearly?
Not so clearly.
Okay.
Let's try. Yeah. So now we have three members of the collective in the radio, two in the caravan here in Struer and one from Israel.
Yeah, it's true.
Kate, what I was fishing a little bit for just before was that every day you're doing a broadcast with the theme related to the radio.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. So, and actually, Mayra wasn't there today, but she has been there for the past 2 days. So this maybe would be a nice chance to explain how it was this morning, because we had visitors, Mayra, from the lake. We had a very different group of people today, more non-collective members than collective members. And our theme was antenna. So
yeah.
Just to go back to the question that you're fishing at. Each day in these transmissions, we take one part of the open wave receiver to kind of unravel together. And so far we have had circuit and then ground and today antenna.
And I was a part of the conversation also. And for people who wasn't a part of the conversation, it was talking about the antenna in a very broad sense, you could say, and maybe not so much facts about antennas, but maybe more associations about antennas.
And we thought it might be really fun to continue that conversation, to transmit the way that we are unthinking radio together.
Maybe I could ask you, Mayra.
Yeah.
What are your associations of the antenna?
The very first association that comes to my mind is awareness. It's also more of the zoological world, the animals with antennas.
Spot on.
The fact that you cannot live without antennas. So, yeah, that's what comes to my mind. The awareness, the fact that you have to be, it's part of your body, of your, it's an organ in your body.
Where do you think in the, multiple microphones, where do you think the human antennas are, just to start with that species?
You mean to localize it?
Yeah, if you were to say which organs in the human were the antennas.
Brain.
Interesting.
Brain, head.
Yeah.
Can I maybe add that wasn't there somebody in the conversation earlier that said hair?
Oh, the hair.
Yeah, somebody said hair and somebody else said guts.
Yeah, but I think guts. For me, the conversation that we had actually made me think about all the antennas that I have on my body that I don't know of, and that is part of the way that I like catch signals, which my awareness are not capable of tuning in on. Mm. Yeah, if that makes sense.
Totally. And did any come to mind?
Yeah, but that was kind of what I was just reflecting on. Kind of like, I wonder which kind of antennas I have that I don't kind of know of, if
so
that makes
beautiful.
Sense.
Yeah.
The third eye.
Interesting.
The third eye. Yeah.
Dreams, right? Like you said.
Yeah, dreams for sure.
Like eyes would also be antennas. Like all kind of sensory organs.
You could say that the eyes are a very early kind of radio receiver because we're actually receiving electromagnetic waves through the eyes.
Oh.
Can you elaborate on that?
Well, all light is electromagnetic waves. Mm. So the eyes are a sensor for those waves, so they're radio receivers.
But then it's a radio receiver that only picks up a certain amount of the signals being around us.
But that's any radio does
any,
that.
As we said, like any antenna is already tuned to a spectrum of frequencies. But maybe all of our antennas on our body and also other beings' bodies have multiple frequencies and different antennas.
I thought that your way of like thinking made me think, because I think the first thing that I said earlier when we talked about antennas was tuning in or like amplifying invisible frequencies, but now I'm thinking more about opening up to frequencies instead of like tuning like into something specific or like the difference between those two way of thinking or not thinking but being an antenna, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice. That's very compatible with the open wave receiver, which is an untuned radio.
Yeah, that's why I thought about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something that I realized at the end of our earlier conversation today is my go-to, and I think somehow the conversation's go-to, was thinking about the antenna as a receiving instrument, but an antenna is extremely important also for transmitting, so just to keep that in mind. And then it also opens up, like, what are the multiple ways that a body transmits? I've been thinking a lot about that, too, lately. Yeah, so just to remember that there's also an antenna on the other side of the of this communication system.
In between that transmission and this one, we looked into non-human antennas. So that's why it's actually really nice that you mentioned that. And the first example is that these antennas, well, that they're sensory. How did they describe it? Sensors,
the
basically.
The feelers, or
otherwise known as the feelers. But the first example of signals that it gave was odor.
Like smell?
Smell. So I'm just thinking of, like, you know, us being smelly antennas. We transmit.
We are transmitting smells, yeah, and then, of course, receiving smells.
How do you think the transmission is in this small caravan of smells?
Well, there. I would say that there's transmissions from the past still lingering in this space.
Which but you are receiving.
That I'm receiving, yeah.
And it's I have to just say something. This guy just asked, where is the antenna of this? And he's looking around to find the antenna.
How do you answer that question?
Yeah. It's a guy standing outside of this wagon.
Just something strange happened to me just before we did this the conversation. I was sitting outside in the sun beside this caravan and thinking about antennas. Because we had this talk earlier, and then this guy that I've never met before, he just came up, straight up to me and said, oh, can I just borrow you for a second? And he said, it's because I have this problem that my old father, he died. And then I said, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. And then he said, oh, no, that's not the problem. It's because I want to sell his house, but in the garden, there's a big radio antenna. And I don't know how to get rid of it. So he asked me if I could help him fix it or remove it.
Or put it to use.
Yeah.
Well, where does the story go from there, William? What are you going to do?
I don't know. I must admit that after thinking about it for a while, I said I was afraid that I might not be able to help him.
Mm. Yeah. That makes sense.
But then I said that he could maybe get in touch with the local radio amateurs.
It's a great tip. Great lead. Mm. But I do wonder what you were transmitting from your antenna of you that drew this person towards you. That's the mystery of transmission antenna.
I must have transmitted something.
Antenna, antenna, antenna.
No, but back to the. What were we saying before? Something about smells.
This room. I actually thought about something maybe because now we're talking about this open. How do you say open sourced or
open wave?
Open waved antenna. Could you just maybe shortly, briefly explain what that is? Maybe that's good for the listener to understand.
Maybe a little bit more about the open wave receiver. Mm-hmm. So the open wave receiver is, as Kate was describing, and everyone is welcome in Struer to come make them with us, especially at 2:00, but really any time. And they are inspired by what have been called crystal radios or occasionally foxhole radios from World War II, and they're very DIY. So there's a coil and this antenna and a ground, a diode, and an out, so that there's some kind of way to listen to it. It actually has to be translated, the electromagnetism, into sound wave. What is the other? I feel like there's another component. Did I say the diode? I might. Mm-hmm. Diode, circuit, antenna, ground, and out. That might be it. And you can make them in like so little time. So the antenna and the ground are the way that you connect both to the, basically that's how you bring in the electromagnetic stuff that is carrying signals all around us, and then the ground takes what the system, that little radio, can't receive in it. It discharges the rest, what is too much for that particular circuit.
So this antenna like takes everything around it in? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And everything it can, because again, it's limited by its, as I understand, the length of the antenna is what determines its frequency. So, and then it does bring in whatever signals maybe all over the world, especially because we like to test them at these times of day that are when the most propagation of AM radio waves happen, which is dawn or dusk, because the AM bounces off of the ionosphere, so you, in theory, can get signals from quite far away. So, yeah.
And the recipe for the open wave receivers is very flexible. So in terms of the antenna, we don't say 10 meters or whatever. You can, well, the idea is to try multiple things and see what happens. So also with the coil, we try different shapes and different lengths of wire. So it's all a bit flexible and experimental.
Thanks for that explanation. And of course, back to the antenna talk, but I thought it was a nice to have that picture into this.
Yeah, the antenna in the context of other parts of radio. Mayera, can we hear from you again? What's going on for your thought process now about antennas?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you very well, so I can't really... I'm making a lot of effort to understand your words.
Okay.
It's very cut. So yeah.
Right.
What was the question again?
Do you want to just share again, riffing what you know comes to mind? Do some more associating around antennas. What antennas have meant to you? What's a question you have about antennas that's alive for you?
I don't have a lot of experience with antennas, per se. I think until the day I will install an antenna in my yard, a proper big antenna, and start experimenting with it very frequently over here, I wouldn't have a lot to say about it, really, honestly. maybe the first proper exciting time that I experienced an antenna just next to my face was in a camp when we were doing the workshop at the Pyrenees. That was a very nice physical experience, but no, I don't have anything special to say about it.
I slept very close to this 100-watt antenna because someone was snoring right next to me in this other room where I was supposed to sleep. And I woke up and I felt like I had been electromagnetized. Like, I still feel like a little sensitive, but it was way too strong, that huge antenna. It just made me love weak antennas even more.
It was huge, yeah. And what so can strong. can you say a little bit what you were feeling?
I was so sleep deprived there that I made the decision to sleep next to a 100-watt antenna because I was like desperate for sleep. And I just felt like it's a particular kind of vibration that it feels so unhealthy. Like, it's just, it's not just you've just been vibrated or something. It's like you've been vibrated, but like in a radial way, like a circular way. It felt all wrong. And I just, for the next, 24 hours, I felt like I was transmitting signals.
Did it feel anything like that sensation in a lightning storm? You know, that sort of, you know that?
I did, but like so long, like I felt like I'd been plugged into one of those for like 5 hours.
Wow.
It was really bad. But I did sleep.
It is really interesting, though, like talking about the body as antennas, like it's so different how people react to various signals, especially in terms of these like electric magnetic. Like, a lot of people would say that they don't react on them, and a lot of other people would say, like, they can clearly feel them.
I can feel the 0.25-watt one. I actually got up yesterday to move it because I can feel it. And this was even before getting my mega dose. But and in the process of moving it, like, unplug the whole thing. So, like, yesterday's transmission ended because I was feeling it, and then we rebooted it, but still... But, yeah, I have another topic to circulate, if that's okay, which was something that came up in the conversation this morning, was about kind of like, if you were to make another kind of antenna, you know, just to start thinking about what are other antennas, either to receive radio signals or other kinds of signals, what are the, like, just to rethink designing or to unthink designing antennas together.
I was wondering about whether antennas can be less pokey.
Less pokey.
Less pokey.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's somehow, you know, you see, there was a picture of an antenna flying around our group, and everyone, ooh, that's a nice antenna. And it looked like the skeleton of an umbrella. And I just thought, that must be really bad feng shui. Like, the, you know, is there a way to make an antenna that is functional, that is less aggressive?